Good evening. I hope you had an easy fast and that you're all well and doing well. Please hold on one second. Sorry for the interruption. I hope you had an easy fast and that you are now satisfied, satiated, and have blessed Hashem for the food that you ate. We in San Diego here have an overcast weather and about an hour or so from full sundown. Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoach. Ana Bekoach Gedula Cheminka Tati Terura Alephet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi. Gematria of these six letters is 506. Which is the same gematria as the phrase Ahavat Hinam, unconditional love. Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Kufre Shayan Sintet Nun. These six letters form two Hebrew words, Kra, which means tear up, Satan, the negative force that gives us free will. The same six letters can be rearranged to spell two other Hebrew words, Sha'ar Katan, small gates, and reminds us to guard our gates, the entryway to our soul. The eyes, the ears, the nose, and the mouth. Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Keva Shamrim Nun Gimel Dawud Yud Kaf Shin. Nun Gimel Dawud has a gematria of 57, which is the Hebrew word zan, which means sustenance or parnasah. Yud Kaf Shin is a sequence of letters that lets us take back the energy we've given to the negative side through our mistakes. Barchem tacharem rachamei tzidkatcha tamid gamlem betet resh tzadi taf gimel. This sequence of letters connects us to the sphira of Netzach. One of the aspects of Netzach is eternal victory. Not just that you get well and are victorious over the illness, but that you never get sick again. Eternal victory. Chasin kadosh v'ro tucha na'el adatach Het Kuf Bet, Tet Nun Ayin. This sequence of letters connects us to the sphere of Chod. one of the attributes of Hod is appreciation, thankfulness. This is something that we should constantly be striving to develop, appreciation for all that we have, to be happy with all that we have, and to ask for more. It's the asking for more. Once you are happy with what you have, it's the asking for more that gives pleasure to the Creator, because the essence of the Creator is expansiveness, continually wanting to give and share more, more goodness, more pleasure. Yahid Gaya Lamcha Pene Zokre Kedushata. Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayin Kuf. This sequence of letters is used to help speed the spreading of the wisdom of Kabbalah during this, the sixth millennium. Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziyakatenu Yodea Talumot Shinkufav Tzadiyutav. And the two letters that we utilize during the month of Tammuz at this moment of connecting to the seventh verse, the level of Malchut. The two letters are the Taf, the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and the Chet. The Taf created the planet called Levana, the moon. The Chet created the constellation Sartan, which is the crab. The gematria of these six letters of this last verse is interesting and informative. It has 506 within it, the last four letters of the verse. And these four letters, this gematria, is connected to Ahavatinam, unconditional love. The first two letters have a gematria of 400 and represent the four worlds times 10 sephirot within 10 sephirot, which represents perfection, completion, the end of all correction. That's a definition of perfection. And it comes to teach us that only through unconditional love can we attain perfection. We start with perfection, we start with unconditional love, and we return to perfection only by manifesting the attribute of unconditional love. In the last verse, we say in a whisper which is referred to as silently. And it's referred to silently because anybody standing near you cannot hear it. Only you can hear yourself say, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Le'olam Vayed. These words I said out loud for the purposes of teaching. I will now read from the Zohar. I'm reading from the Parsha of Pinchas, section 42. Lighting upon means words of reconciliation. Verse number 235. Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kunanei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kunanehu. Patach v'yamar v'yakov halak v'darko v'yifkeru
Vo malake Elohim ma vayifku bo ela it pagia leta ve'it pagia levish ve'it pagia litzlota ela b'sha'ata dehava hazil echaran ma ketiv vayifka b'makom tzlota de'arvit hava v'tzale dehahu makom kada'a hine makom iti utzlota Yavit Behahu Atar Itaze. Verse 235 in English. He began, and Jacob went on his way, and angels of Elohim met him. He asked, what is the meaning of met him? And answers that there is a meeting for good, a meeting for evil, and a meeting for prayer. When Jacob was on his way to Haran, what does Scripture tell us? And he came upon the place. For he prayed the evening service at that place, which is Malchut, that is called place. As it is written, behold, there is a place by me. A verse from Shemot, chapter 33. For the evening prayer is proper for that place. That is, the evening prayer is the aspect of correction of Malchut. And this is in accord with what was said above. Meeting is none other than prayer. I'm not really going to say much about this verse. It is much deeper than it appears on its surface. The idea of a place, Makom, Hamakom, is a name of God. It gets translated as a place. How can a place, the place, be a name for God? And that's what all of this verse and the rest of this section is starting to teach us. We meet people for good. We meet people for evil. We don't meet people just to meet them. And the third level, the third column, we meet for prayer. Isn't prayer meeting for good? As I said, I did not want to say too much on this particular verse. It's very deep. Tonight we're going to be talking about what we entered last night, the three-week period. And we're going to talk about the period leading up to the month of Av, Rosh Chodesh Av, which will take place in 10 days, maybe 11, I miscounted. And then there will be 10 days till Tisha B'Av and Esher B'Av, the 9th and 10th of the month of Av. But before we start talking about the 3 weeks, does anybody have any questions? Okay, so we will move forward. The 3 week period is considered, commented upon as the most negative period of time in all of the Hebrew calendar. We have the period of the Yomer. We have other negative periods. Every day there is a negative period. Every week there is a negative period. But the 3 weeks is considered the most negative period. So we need to really and truly understand what does it mean to be negative. There are two aspects, just as this first verse we just read talks about three aspects. meeting for good, a meeting for evil, and a meeting for prayer. There are two aspects to evil. There is a desire to receive for oneself alone, and that is my understanding of the definition of negativity and evil that is used by Kabbalah. Kabbalah uses vocabulary very specifically. It's like an exact science to know which word to use and what that word is telling us, both from its frame of reference and from what it's turning over to us, what it's implying to us, what is it telling us, teaching us. The desire to receive for oneself alone. This was not part of the plan of creation. Was not part of the thought of creation. Except on the level of potential. God did create a negative force, potentially. He did say, there's two paths, the path of good and the path of not so good, the path of evil. The tree of life, the tree of knowledge, good and evil. It's not the tree of knowledge of the evil, it's the tree of knowledge of good and evil. A cycle, an up and a down. Is up and down so bad? It keeps you from getting bored. Evil is defined, as I understand it in Kabbalah, as the desire to receive for oneself alone. True selfishness. And that energy, that essence, was manifested internally into man through the sin of Adam and Eve. All of the projections and the conjecture about what was the sin, which of the seven fruits of Israel were eaten, was there really a physical eating or was it a sexual union? All of this is really not the point. There was an action that caused a spiritual lowering of Adam and Eve and all of the rest of us. And once that lowering took place, one of the effects of that lowering spiritually was to allow the potential of desire to receive for oneself alone to manifest within the human psyche, within the human heart and brain, and become part of human nature. We are born selfish. We don't care about anybody else. Take a baby's arms, as the doctors do to check its neurological reflexes. Take a baby's arms and pull them apart. And they immediately, in a healthy baby, return to the chest, bringing everything around them into themselves. We are created with the desire for everything. We don't care about anybody else. To the extent that the Talmud refers to the fetus as a murderer, because the fetus will try to kill the mother. That's a whole other discussion. The 3 weeks are negative. This is the second aspect of negativity. This is the aspect, and my teachers used many different metaphors to explain this aspect of negativity. It's really very simple. If I take and say that the electricity running through my house is a metaphor for all of the energy of the endless world, and it represents God, Chas v'Shalom, but it's a metaphor as a discussion. It represents God. This electricity in power, light in my house. It can power the refrigerator. It can power the washer and dryer. It can power the air conditioning. It can power the computers, the internet, the technology of our society. All of this can be utilized when the vessel that the electricity goes to, the plug that the item connects to the electricity with, is a proper plug. A 110 plug in the States, a 220 plug in Europe and in Israel, whatever the standard is in the nation. But now, let's take an appliance from the States and bring it to Europe. A hairdryer that is perfectly usable and very effective in beautifying the women of the United States. Take it to Europe, and what will happen when you plug that 110 hairdryer into the 220 outlet of Europe? Lo and behold, a fire. Lo and behold, some form of chaos will manifest because the vessel is not communicating with the light. There's a disconnection. There's a separation. The vessel cannot handle the light. And conversely, take a 220 appliance from Europe and bring it to the States and you get the same effect. Some form of chaos. Negativity that is based on the energy not being utilized properly. There are two types of negativity. The desire to receive for oneself alone and a vessel that cannot handle the energy that is available to it and tries to use that energy inappropriately. This is the kind of negativity that takes place in the 3 weeks. It really is a very positive time, but it's always described as the most negative period. It was supposed to be the manifestation of the Torah. On Shavuot, we refer to the giving of the Torah. We don't refer to the receiving of the Torah. There are spiritual, natural laws, just like there are natural, physical laws. Those spiritual natural laws say that things have to have a process, that it takes 40 days to manifest a cosmic hour, actually 40.8 days. And this cosmic hour, if you think something will be, it must survive the onslaught of the negative side for those 40 days. 40 days ago, yesterday, today during the day, 40 days ago, there was a gift of the Torah again, each and every year. Shavuot reoccurs. The gift of the Torah is manifested. And 40 days later is the 17th of Tammuz. And the people, not the children of Israel, but the Arab Rav, produced a desire to receive for oneself alone and manifested chaos in the camp of the children of Israel. It cannot be that the Arab Rav are at fault. It's Moses' fault. He's the one who took them out of Egypt against God's suggestion. It's God's fault because he didn't say no. He just said it's better if you don't. On the 17th of Tammuz, the Arab Rav built the golden calf, and the children of Israel lost their perspective, and we suffer the consequences. Now, does that seem fair? Trust me, it's fair because you were there. And every year since then, it has reoccurred. On the 17th of Tammuz until the 9th of Av, or the 10th of Av, actually, noontime on the 10th, this energy of negativity, desire for oneself alone, a vessel that cannot handle the energy, manifests, it takes place. So it's recommended that you not go to natural bodies of water because it takes a lot of care, especially for children. There are many, many negative entities running around our world right now. They're given free rein because the way the spiritual system works, there is an angel or a race of angels who have the job of one day a year receiving the energy from human beings when they do not do their spiritual work properly, or they don't do their spiritual work at all. They receive the energy. They leave the human being alive, barely, and they really cause him to die eventually, because they take his energy, his life force energy. Each of these angels, and the most strongest angel, the Malach HaMavet, the angel of death, also known as Satan, that angel controls the ninth day of Av. We'll get to that in a little while when we talk about Av. But one of the spiritual worlds or lessons or laws indicates that three aspects must manifest. So for 3 weeks before that point, the strongest negative angels or races of angels are put in charge of these 21 days. On the 17th day of Tammuz, the children of Israel were to have rejected idol worship and then death would have no power. It would have been swallowed up forever. And it will be swallowed up forever another day, another time, another epoch. the angel that is in charge and receives his energy from human beings doing idol worship, that angel promotes idol worship on the 17th of Tammuz. It's the day he is put in charge of. He has a name, and it is known. I personally do not know his name. But it is known in the writings of the Mekubalim. And this angel did his work well, and the children of Israel fell and built the golden calf and worshiped the idol of the golden calf, etc. But again, just like it takes 40 days for the Torah to be manifested, it takes 3 weeks, right, left, and central, for the negativity to be manifested. The three-week period is negative only because of the consciousness displayed by the Jewish people during the Exodus of Egypt. Prior to that, it wasn't a negative day. It was not yet manifested. We didn't know what it will be. And when negativity is removed from the earth, it will again be a very positive day. But for now, the three-week period exists. It's a function of the world. We need to be aware of it. During these 3 weeks, the first temple, the walls of Jerusalem, were pierced. The second temple, the walls of Jerusalem, were pierced. The first temple was destroyed on the 9th of Av. The second temple was destroyed on the 9th of Av. The expulsion order from Spain in 1492 from Ferdinand and Isabella to the Jewish people was effected on Tisha B'Av, 1492. The final solution to the Jewish problem was signed by Adolf Eichmann on Tisha B'Av. Many, many pogroms, holocausts, death and suffering manifested during these 3 weeks throughout the years. So our sages have taught us, use these 3 weeks to realize what we have lost through our mistakes, through allowing the temples to be destroyed. Learn, remember, know what we lost. What did we lose? Some animal sacrifices. And there will be many people who will tell you how horrible it was for these animals to be sacrificed. There are many animal lovers in this world. There are many ecology buffs who want to see the world run differently than it was in pagan times, in earlier times, in times when people were spiritually higher and were more involved and knowledgeable about the spiritual laws. So, we cry for the lost temple. And along comes an emperor by the name of Napoleon and makes some very wise statement. I don't remember the statement, but it has something to do with a people who cry for 2,000 years for something they've lost. And my people can't even cry for a few years for what they lost. I'm paraphrasing, and I don't really remember the context of it. But the point that I am trying to make is we lost something. and we don't even know what we lost. And so we have a ritual of reading poetry that describes the chaos. And on Tisha B'Av, we will read about the death of the 10 martyrs, and they truly died in horrible ways. And each of those 10 martyrs, Rabbi Akiva, was one who died by having his skin torn off. And another sage was wrapped in a Torah scroll. And in such a way that between each wrap there were wet towels put so the fire would last longer and the torture would go on longer. And each of these 10 was capable of stopping their torture. Each of these 10 were a member of the Sanhedrin. To be a member of the Sanhedrin, the minimum level of consciousness took 3 things: to bring rain out of season, and in Israel that's quite difficult, to change the course of a river, and to resurrect the dead. All 3 of these actions imply control over physicality. Each of these 10 martyrs had the ability, and still has the ability, to affect what we would call miracles on the order of the plagues, to change the world and cause themselves to not die in this way. But they chose to accept the decree of heaven to die in this way, because one of them went to the upper court and pled their case and lost. And it was explained that the Satan had gone to God and said, "Where is the punishment for selling Joseph? It has been a number of years. I think 1300, 1500 years since Joseph was sold into slavery. And these men have reincarnated a number of times, and where is the punishment that is written in your Torah that says kidnapping is punished by death?" And so the souls of the 10 sons of Jacob reincarnated into this generation of the destruction of the first temple. And these 10 souls manifested as the 10 martyrs and accepted their responsibility. That's what we need to mourn. That's what we need to appreciate. That's what we need to do ourselves. Because these 3 weeks are not just 3 weeks. These 3 weeks are the Keter, the Chokhmah, and the Bina of the 10 weeks leading up to Rosh Hashanah, leading up to the period of Tshuva, leading up to next year, leading up to our ritual promises, our ritual process of becoming a better person next year than I was this year. Well, maybe you were perfect this year. Then you'll be perfect again. But for most of us, it takes tshuva. It takes evaluation. It takes learning, remembering. And that's what the mourning is about. Remember the temple that we destroyed through hatred for no reason. Not sinam, sinat hinam. remember the idol worship that we have done in all of our incarnations. Remember the murder that we constantly do every day with our Lashon Hara. Remember who you are. As the Talmud says, remember that your source is a putrid drop of sperm. Remember that you come from dust and dirt. And remember that you are to grow past being human, that you are to elevate to the level of divinity, divineness, to the level of God. This is our process in this world. These 3 weeks is part of that process. The 7 weeks that follow, called the weeks of comfort, because we read from Isaiah 7 different haftorahs that talk about comforting us, telling us the temple will be rebuilt. Does it really matter if the temple will be rebuilt? It should never have been destroyed. But it was, because of our actions. It will be rebuilt again because of our tshuva. These 3 weeks and the 7 weeks after them are one set of ten sefirot, one set of being confronted by our mistakes. If you observe, there will be people who come into your life that you hurt. Maybe not this lifetime. Maybe last lifetime. There will be people who come into your life that you haven't seen in 20 years, that you have a correction to make with them, and you have the opportunity during this period of tshuva. All you have to do is be aware, is to look to see. The Shabbat before Tisha B'Av is called Shabbat Chazon, the Sabbath of the vision. It's a verse, it's a Haftorah reading from Isaiah. The Torah portion before Tisha B'Av is Devarim, which means words. And it is Moses telling the children of Israel what they did wrong. Take these 3 weeks, take these 7 weeks, and look at yourself. Who are you? Are you selfish? Are you hurtful? Are you a wonderful person? Are you happy? Read the story of the 10 martyrs, not from the standpoint of it's a horrible story and what a way to die, but how does it relate to what you've done, that you should have died this way from what you have done in your lifetimes, plural lives? Use these weeks to reconsider who you are and who you want to be. Because ultimately, during the holidays of Tishrei, you have the ability to go into the cosmic level of Bina and choose next year's life. if you listen to the sages, they say, it's all clean. You're brand new all over again with nothing wrong. There is no reason you should be homeless. There is no reason you should be hungry. There is no reason you should lack the money for what you want. There is none of that. All you have to do is do tshuva. And even if you don't do tshuva, you're given the gift during the holidays of Tishrei. But if you bring the baggage of who you are through the holidays of Tishrei, immediately that chaos finds you, and you have a year like this year, or the year before, or the year before that. Was there a change? Only if you changed. Otherwise, history repeats itself day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, century by century, generation by generation. Only you can change it. And it starts with learning about the 3 weeks. It starts with mourning what you have lost, the temple, the sacrifices, your own silly actions. Now let me give you another totally different view of these 3 weeks. These are the 3 weeks, the Keter Chochma Bina, of joy. Because Mashiach is coming. Mashiach is born on Tisha B'Av. This is the teaching of the Arizal, Rabbi Isaac Luria. Be happy. Don't be sad. And how do we understand this dichotomy of pain and suffering and happiness? How do we relate to this? It's really very simple. The 3 weeks cover 2 months, the second half of Tammuz and the first half, first 10 days of Av. Av was created by the Tet. The Tet, when you look and visualize the letter Tet, it has two parts. One is curved and one is straight. The Tet represents the Yesod, the sexual organs. Look at the sexual organ. The highest level of light and potential comes from the male organ. And through that same hole comes the waste product of the human body, urine. These are the two aspects of the Tet, the duality, the recognition of good and bad. Good and evil are really the same thing. It's not even that they're two sides of the same coin. Whatever comes into your life is good. You can't see it, it's okay. It's good. Trust me, it's good. Remember, I always tell you, never believe anything I say. But prove it to yourself. Joy is here. Pain is the other side of joy. Be happy that you're cleansing through that pain. Be happy with whatever happens in your life.
There are many stories associated with the various sages that talk about how the perfect example is the man whose name is Gamzu Litova. Also, this is good. Story after story about this sage of the time of the Talmud. He got sick. He lost a limb. Gamzu Litova. Also, this is good. He lost another limb. Gamzu Litova. Also, this is good. Time after time, chaos, pain, suffering comes to this sage. Gamzu Litova. Also, this is good. We can't see the stories. I could tell you the story. There's one story about how he was given charge of taking a treasure chest to the king of Turkey, the Ottoman Empire, as a bribe to not kill the Jews. And when he stopped at an inn, they stole the money, packed the chest with dust. His answer, Gamzu Litova. He takes the chest with the dust, takes it to the emperor. What does the emperor do? He sees dust, he says, you're dead. Kill him. And Eliyahu Hanavi comes and whispers in the king's ear. The angel comes and says to the king, this is the dust that Abraham used to defeat the five kings, the four kings, in their war. This is the dust that will create miracles for you. Take this dust and throw it and watch the coins drop from the sky, which is what happened. And Gamzu Litova was sent home, fully venerated, fully happy. Gamzu Litova. Whatever happens, if it's perceived as bad, know it's good. If it's perceived as good, know it could be better. Be happy. This is the message of the 3 weeks. This is the message of the upper spherot that do not manifest yet in our world. We have 7 continents, not 10. We have 10 oceans, but 7 oceans, not 10. What is this all about? We started with 1. Now we have 7. We will have 10. Up until 200 years ago, we could see 7 planets from our Earth. Now we know that there are 10, but they took one away, which is the argument about Keter. Was it a vessel or is it light? All part of the plan of God. All part of what is supposed to take place. Can you die? No, you cannot die. No matter what you do, you cannot die. Can you suffer pain? Yes. But it's an illusion. It will go away. Because the pain is a cleansing, a growing, a spiritual growth. Use these 3 weeks to transform yourself into that perfect person that will be able to manifest next year with a perfect life. A life of sharing, a life of fulfillment, a life of joy, a life of happiness. Does anybody have any questions? Tomorrow night we have 2 classes, one at 7:30, the continuation of the basic or beginning classes. This one will be about the Jewish history before the Big Bang. At 10 o'clock we will be talking about the mitzvah,
to love your fellow Jew. Thursday we will be reading from the Zohar, from the book of Pinchas. Sunday, we have the third class. We'll be teaching about the Anabakoa, how to say it, how to use it, what is it all about. We'll be talking about the Hebrew letters and creation. Next Tuesday, I'm not sure what we will be talking about. Maybe Av, month of Av, Rosh Chodesh Av. Maybe something else. The class will be at 7:45. I wish you all an easy fast for Tisha B'Av and look for the ritual suggested by the Ari for fasting to make it an easier fast for you. It will be on the website under the unique astrological times, the link on the right side of the page. Shalom.